Okay, thank you very much, Elan. So my name is Dilshan Benaragama. I'm from University of Saskatchewan and a PhD candidate working with Steve Shirtliff. And I would like to welcome you all for my presentation and for this session. So today my topic is about long-term wheat dynamics and yield comparison of organic and conventional cropping systems in the Canadian prairies. So we're talking about the cropping practices in Western Canada particularly. So most of the information I'm going to share today with you guys is based on this long-term alternative cropping system study at Scott, Saskatchewan. So this is a long-term study which has been carried out for about 18 years, established in 1994, and is located in...
I can use this one.
So this trial is located in the Midwest, in the area of Saskatchewan, which is the middle part of the Western Canada. So it's as I mentioned, established in 1994, and the idea of this long-term study is particularly look at changes, how the changes in cropping practices been affected by different crop management or the crop production criteria like weeds, yields, pests and diseases, likewise. So as we all know that there are a lot of changes happening throughout the way we do the crop production. So we talk about no-till crop production and the diversity of crop production, the intensity of cropping systems, those kind of things. And the idea is to look at how these changes are going to affect different aspects of crop production. So if I just briefly go through this experiment, it has four replications, basically, and three input levels, organic, reduced, and high systems. So the high system is a typical tillage system where the synthetic fertilizers and pesticides being applied in a blanket method. The reduced system is the typical no-till conventional system where the herbicides and fertilizers being applied as site-specific management. So basically, high system uses tillage, intensive tillage, and reduced system, no-till. And we all know that the typical organic doesn't use any kind of a synthetic fertilizer for input, but this is a typical tillage organic system. In each system, there are three diversity levels or crop rotation levels, which is annual grain system, the low diversity rotation, or the annual and perennial systems. So if you look at the annual grain system, it has each rotation has six crop phases. So annual grains has cereals, pulses, and oilseed crops, whereas wheat, canola kind of crops. And for the low diversity, it's a typical crop fallow system, which includes wheat and canola or mustard. The annual perennial has 3 year alfalfa rotation combined with wheat or canola annual crop. So this resembles a typical cropping systems as farmers use in this region. So we want to contrast these systems. Particularly, we want to look at these kind of questions. So basically, if you look at these kind of cropping systems, we want to see what's going to happen to weed abundance after 18 years of organic. Can we see clear trends in weed abundance within systems? Can you see some patterns, increasing or decreasing patterns? Can organic yields become comparable to conventional system? That's our target. We try to always compare the conventional system to organic system to conventional system. Can we get a comparable yields at the end of a long-term practice of organic? The final one, will there be differences between conventional tillage and the no-till systems? So these kind of typical questions we want to address from this study, particularly in relation to weeds. So let's look at the results in brief. So here we are talking about the residual weed density. So all these weed densities come from the average, 18-year average, and based on all the crop phases, not from particular one crop phases. So all the crop phases combined for 18 years average. So if you look at, you're not surprised to see this graph, right? Because we see organic systems has higher weed density. And it is, you can see that it is about three times greater than the typical reduce or the no-till system. And if you look at the differences between rotations, so DAG stands for annual grain rotation and DAP stands for annual perennial system, and low means the low diversity, the wheat fallow system. So what you're seeing is actually a little bit surprising here. Actually, annual perennial system has been having a higher wheat density compared to other system, typically to the low diversity system. So we are seeing about 5 times greater wheat abundance in annual perennial systems. Now, instead of just looking at the means, the overall effects, we want to see how the changes happen. What happened in terms of dynamics? What happened to this wheat density throughout the time? So this is a little bit complicated graph, but if you look on from in a column way, like from up to down, you see one rotation, and if you go by rows from left to right, you read a particular input system. So at the top, you see the high system. In the middle, you see the organic system. And at the bottom row, you see the reduced systems. So what I want to show you here is that if you look at the overall trend over time, actually the x-axis is, the y-axis is log density. It's not a normal density, but it's log transform density. And the y-column is the x-axis is the time. So the four lines you see within each graph represent a replicate or the block. So you can see overall the variability of this wheat density. Now, if you look at the overall effects, you see some clear trends in increasing trends in wheat density in most of these systems. If you look at from cycle 1 to cycle 3, that means average of cycle 1 to average of cycle 3, we see like 2.7 times higher in high, 0.8 times higher in organic systems, and 1.6 times high wheat abundance in radio systems. So on the other hand, if you look at the low diversity rotations if you look at the most right column, you see the low diversity system, you can see some cyclic pattern. So probably it's because of this. If you look at this time period between 2001 to 2005, it's probably because of this rainfall effect. Now this red line indicates the overall average, the long-term average, and the green line reflects the total precipitation, the season precipitation throughout the time. So if you read from 2001 to 2004, you can clearly see the low rainfall pattern, the low rainfall intensity in this period. Probably that's why you may see that some low wheat density, particularly to low diversity rotation. And also, the other thing is, if you look at the overall trend in rainfall, we are seeing some increasing pattern throughout the years. So the partly, why all the systems showing increasing wheat density could be because of due to overall increase in rainfall. So if you look at the wheat biomass, so we are here seeing our input system by rotation interaction. And if you look at each input system, we are seeing three rotations or the three diversity levels here. Now we early saw that the wheat density was high in annual perennial systems. But if you look at the biomass, we are not necessarily seeing high wheat biomass in these perennial rotations. Particularly, if you look at the reduced systems, there are not much difference. And even organic, the wheat biomass is lower in organic annual perennial system compared to the annual grains rotation even. And on the other hand, the fallow systems in the low diversity systems are showing, high and reduced systems showing low wheat biomass. So overall, wheat biomass is 12 times high overall rotations compared to reduced and high systems. So we see high wheat density, high wheat biomass still in organic systems after 18 years of rotations. So same thing, we are seeing high variability in terms of wheat biomass, and it's more variable than in wheat density what we are seeing. If you look at from cycle 1 to cycle 3, we are seeing a 4 times greater wheat biomass in high systems, 1 times high in organic systems, and 2 times high in reduced systems. So let's look at the grain yield. This is what we all want to look at the end. So this is 18-year average. Now this is combined crop phases again. This is not based on one particular crop phase, right? And so it basically represents the overall productivity than the yield. So, as we again expecting, so grain yields about 25% or 29% greater in reduce or the no-till system compared to the reduce and the high system compared to the organic system. And if you look at the yield by rotations, we are not seeing much difference between rotations in terms of grain yield or the productivity. But annual perennial system is slightly lower than the low diversity rotations. And if you look at the change over time, we are here also seeing, despite the wheat densities and wheat biomass are increasing, we are still seeing some increasing trends in grain yield, even there are highly fluctuations. So basically these fluctuations, again, you will see that it's during this 2001 to 2005 the period. Because of the dry years in that period, we expected in these systems. So basically, what I want to show you again is from cycle 1 to cycle 3, what is happening to grain yield. Is 24% increase has been increased 24%, and 20% in organic systems, and 20% in reduced systems. So despite this increasing of wheat density and wheat biomass, still we are seeing some higher grain yields in increasing grain yields from cycle 1 to cycle 3. So based on this, what we can see is that, but the other thing I want to show here, this is based on overall productivity. But if we compare the yields of a particular crop, like particular wheat, we are not seeing this that much of variability, the differences in organic to conventional. There we are seeing about 18% yield difference, actually, if you take one crop. But here, we are comparing overall productivity, and it depends basically what is the crop that represents in the particular rotation. Like in organic systems, we have like mustard-like crop, but in conventional system, we have canola. So there's a huge yield difference potentials in those crops. So the productivity can be highly varied, but in terms of grain yield, wheat yield, we are not seeing that much of a differences. With that, we would... Finally, what I want to show you is what we have learned about organic after 18 years. So wheat density and wheat biomass has been substantially high in organic systems, and we see an increasing trend. So the annual perennial rotation had low wheat biomass in organic, and low diversity rotation had low wheat biomass in both conventional systems. The important thing is grain yields were 25% and 20%, 29% low in organic compared to the other two systems. Finally, organic systems still shows an increasing trend. So despite higher wheat abundance, despite increasing trend in wheat biomass and the wheat density, still these organic systems are showing some increasing trends. So probably it means that weeds are not as a problem as we may think, particularly these organic systems. And we think that these weeds are not really reducing yields in these organic systems. The lower yields we are seeing or the low productivity we are seeing in these systems might probably be because of low soil fertility in these systems. So if we manage properly in organic systems, despite we are seeing a lot of weeds, still we can get some good yields after 18 years. But it's not always fair to compare organic systems with conventional systems, as we all agree with that, I think. So with that, I would like to conclude my presentation and like to acknowledge my supervisor, my advisory committee, and particularly the research scientists at Agriculture Agri-Food Canada, since as these people are the main people behind doing this research, working on this and establishing who has been established this long-term trial. So all this acknowledgement should go to all these scientists working under Agriculture Agri-Food Canada and all the technicians involved in this study. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, I would like to... Okay, thank you.